for the second straight game, you kind of got off to a pretty hot start there, 10 points in the first two-plus minutes, and then, didn't get some shots to fall like you did the other night, but you got the energy kind of up and down tonight. As you look back at tonight's game, what was your overall assessment of your team's play?
You know, I said, I'll always take a win, but tonight we were okay. Yeah. You know, I mean, I think that we weren't great, we weren't terrible, we were okay.
You got the first 2 points of the second half, and then you could tell really off the beginning of the second half that Coronado was a little bit more of an energized team than what you saw from them in the first half, and they took it to you guys there for a good chunk of that third quarter to get to within 12 with an 11-0 run, but you guys answered that back with a big quick 7-0 run, and it just seemed like it was a little bit more of a challenge for you guys in the second half.
Yeah, you know, I felt like we were letting them dictate what we were going to do on offense, and we should never let any team do that to us. And I felt like we rushed and took shots that we normally wouldn't take. And, you know, I felt like, called timeout, talked about just to be a little bit more patient, a little bit more selective, and that's when we went on that run.
And you did, and you got some good shots, some high-percentage shots there. And I think if you take away the third quarter, you guys put together another pretty good performance there. He got into some foul trouble tonight, and really for the first time in the young season, some foul trouble. And he had to deal with Emily with three fouls, and then I think it was Amber who picked up her third and fourth fouls in the third quarter there. But you put in Emily with three fouls late in the first half there, and she got a couple of points there. And that's good to see what players can do when they're kind of fighting foul trouble and this early in the season.
Right. You know, I think players can play with three fouls, but you just have to understand you can't gamble as much. And you can still be out there, but I think we're still trying to learn that a little bit as well.
A player that really stepped up scoring tonight and getting to the foul line was Madison Chaplin. She had 8 points. She was 4-4 at the line and 2-2 from the floor there. And yeah, she had some pretty nice things go her way tonight as well.
Madison played awesome. And, you know, she's just, I always say this about her, she's our constant. You know, I mean, things just run really smoothly when she's out there. And she handles that pressure, no problem, gets us in what we need to do. And I was very pleased with her performance tonight.
You were in the bonus, or Coronado was in foul, seventh foul late in the third quarter. And from the fourth quarter there, you guys were 10-14 the line and finished 21-29. I think that's something you got to be pretty pleased with, kind of those clutch free throws in the fourth quarter.
I'm very proud of the way that we shoot our free throws. You know, we work on them every single day, and I think the girls understand that's a key part of the game. And, you know, when you have a shot, when you're unguarded, you got to make it. And I feel like they step up with confidence.
Well, a tough game tomorrow night there, quick turnaround, Wichita Trinity. And Trinity hung on there for a five-point win against Holcomb there, but Trinity, you know, is kind of the same team that you saw last year and should be a fun one tomorrow night.
It should be. We look forward to it.
All right. Once again, Coach Sarah McCormick here coming by here post-game. Thanks, as always, Coach, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Adam.